It is a sanctified Monday. You're listening to Rise FM Lunch. I'm Lily Waramakofane. And joining us every single sanctified Monday on this show for spiritual message, a word, right, is uSisikhoni, who is joining us live on the phone. uSisikhoni, a blessed Monday to you. How are you?
A blessed Monday to you, Lily, and a blessed Monday to Rise FM listeners. I am blessed and highly favored, and I greet you all in the name of Jesus.
You don't sound like you are in South Africa. Are you here? I remember our last conversation.
No, I'm in Cape Town, lady.
Cape Town. In South Africa, but in Cape Town. I can feel it in your energy. Thank you for making time for us on the show. Yes. Let's get into the word of the day. Leave them to God.
Yes, maybe. You know, sometimes when we go through battles and we... Because the devil has a way he uses people. Ugabana no lili, ugabana no koni, and you think it is them who are actually fighting you. But the Bible tells us, Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians 6, verse 30, he says, for your struggles is not against flesh and blood, but it is against rulers and authorities and powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. What does this say? It says our battles are not against each other. We should not fight against each other, but there is a battle in the spiritual realms, because life is spiritual. So there is the unseen forces that we don't see that pushes people to behave in a particular way. So when you see Konipi behaving in a way that hurts you, when you see leaders moving from their mandate, know that it is the spiritual war. There is a demon that is sitting on top of our people, that they behave in a particular way. Mm-hmm. So when they behave like this, what do we do? The Bible says, we pray, we read the word, we pray for our leaders. Why? So that there's a shift in the mindset. We have leaders that are afraid of God, that they fear God, and they understand that they are seated. It is God who has put them in those positions. So we want God to also give all men the heart of flesh and remove the heart of stone. And we want God to make all flesh to have compassion and empathy at the center of all heart, of the heart of man. Then the Bible says, peace will reign. We have GBVF, people have been killed, children have been raped on a daily basis. It doesn't matter whether this person is educated. You'll find that they say a professor has raped a 6 month child. So the I'm trying to Rise FM listeners, we need to stand and pray that even when we take matters to court, God is with us. God is supporting the move. God is giving us people who are wise that will be able to present matters in court, and that we win those cases. I'm saying to the Rise FM listeners, struggle of poverty, unemployment, selfishness, GBV, corruption, crime, all the struggles that we are facing, let us take them to God. Let's close ourselves with the whole armor of God, that we trust God and we believe his word, and we know that he's the author and the finisher. He will be able to deal with whatever struggles we have. And when we do that, the Bible says our land will have peace. In our homes, we'll have peace. In our workplaces, we'll have peace. Because when I'm going to the throne, I've got an altar where I will take Lindy, and God will have to address Lindy. Because only you alone, Kulunkul. I need to say, Alon Kulunkul. Utibatagati won't give to Alain. But he says, even the weapons that are fighting, it's him who has created this thing. So we must know that on the day of the weapons to manifest, they shall not That is why the Bible says there is no weapon that is formed against us that shall prosper. But that will manifest in us really if we trust God, if we have faith in God's way. If we don't want to handle things our way, we will involve the Holy Spirit to lead us into the wisdom and the will of God in addressing matters and issues of social justice.
Absolutely.
Amen.
This is Connie sounding fired up. Thank you so much for the powerful message this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
It's important to note that we should not try and tackle spiritual wars. They send them to God, okay? Leave them
to
God.
Yeah, we pray. Fast, pray. Pray in tongues. Pray the word.
Absolutely. Sis Connie, enjoy your stay in the Mother City. And I'm hoping you'll join us again next week, Monday, live in studio. Thank you so much once again for making the time to share to us here on Rise FM.
Thank you, Lily. Have a blessed day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Same to you. Mawele, all my life. Guna Kwesta. And a whole lot more on this one. You want to put the volume up, I know. If it's not up already, put that volume up and take this one in. Yeah. Yabona abantu abandastendi, ukuthi mina nawe siyophelela ekufeni. Take my heart, take my soul, I'll die for you, die for you. Yabona abantu abandastendi, ukuthi mina nawe we were meant for each other. Is how we are able to just doze off at night. Ulale. You even wake up. For some people, you wake up feeling tired. And then you realize, damn, that was some deep sleep. Some people will tell you, umang vagashile, I can't because one eye must be open because I don't feel safe. I don't feel comfortable even falling asleep in that environment. I want to be at home for me to fall asleep. But it doesn't matter. What makes you feel safe to close your eyes, shut your eyes, and sleep? Ulali, kahle. Huh? What is it for you? There's a couple of things, perhaps, that you do. They put you at ease. Says, ah, Shem, there's nothing to worry about. Sleep. It's okay. Let us know on @RiseFM 943.
As a responsible